la la, let me explain. Relationships, sex dating, best dating guys ever. Hello. And welcome to, I was going to say welcome to 2024. That's very arrogant of me. Like, I'm the person who's here to welcome people to years. I'm only here to welcome you to my podcast. It's not you, it's them, but it might be you. But this is the first time we're back together for the new year. So, hi. I wanted to start singing like, Happy New Year to you. But that's not even the right song. Is there a New Year song? Oh, yeah, it's Auld Lang Syne, isn't it? That you probably were singing that a couple of days ago. You don't need to hear me singing that. So anyway, I hope you're having a happy one. We are back in 2024 with more Agony Aunt advice. So here we go. And actually, we're starting with a slightly different one today.
Hi, Lala. Question. I noticed that you use the word fuckboy or incel as insults. One shames men for lots of sexual partners, and one shames them for not enough sexual partners. I'm curious, would calling a girl a slut be okay then? I'm guessing we should be able to call women sluts because it essentially translates into a female fuckboy. I only ask because I see lots in this community talking about slut shaming.
I don't use either of those words as insults. I use them as descriptors. And I use the term fuck girl and fuck person because I recognise that there are manipulative, toxic people of all genders in all types of relationships. I don't call a man a fuckboy to be mean or nasty. I use it as a generic term for someone whose behaviour fits into particular markers. Sleeping around wouldn't be a marker for a fuckboy. But sleeping around and lying to the other participants, not giving them the full facts, putting them at risk of infections, lying to get people into bed, using them for sex, if he or she or they are doing those things, then they fit the criteria of a fuck person, fuck boy, fuck girl, fuck person. And I really don't feel bad about labelling them with a term that seems mean because their behaviour has been mean. It's abusive to lie to get someone into bed or whatever this fuck person has done. And I don't use the term incel as an insult either. I would use it as a descriptor too, and not for someone who's struggling to find sexual relationships, but for someone who is involved in red or black pill incel forums, who's been groomed into an ideology that blames his lack of sex on women. Those forums contain thousands of comments daily describing and encouraging the rape and murder of women and girls. Incels are the largest growing terror threat in the UK, and in fact globally, though they're still not recognised as terrorists because their ideology, misogyny, is not actually a hate crime. Incels are dangerous. They are also mainly vulnerable young men. And I have actually noticed that some of my followers will occasionally post incel comments on Andrew Tate videos and videos of real like alpha males. It is misguided and misinformed. He's not an incel. Andrew Tate is as far from an incel as you could possibly get. But unhelpfully, it has become a term used to describe internet misogynists, or at least to cuss them. And actually, I agree, it's not helpful because they're not incels. And we need to take away this idea that to be a man, you have to be getting sex. So I agree with you. It shouldn't be used as an insult against men. It's very, very deeply unhelpful and it's just incorrect. There is an underlying misogyny to this question, though, and you know it. Because fuckboys and incels harm women or are commonly known for their harms against women and their hatred of women. Whereas a slut is a woman who's been judged by society for the amount of sex she's had or how she presents herself. No one is calling men names for having lots of sex. It's been accepted in our society since time began. And the fact that you think fuckboy is the slut equivalent is because there is no male slut equivalent. Men are not judged for having sex or for having high sexual partner numbers. A woman being labelled a slut isn't usually a woman who harmed anyone, apart from maybe herself because men keep using her for her body or treating her poorly because of the label that they've attached to her sexuality. Yet you've put being a slut in the same league as fuckboys who are defined by their hurtful intentions and incels who've literally murdered people in terror attacks. Please go and read Men Who Hate Women by Laura Bates or join my next training session. I train ISVAs, Independent Sexual Violence Advocates, on the growing rise of online misogyny. And I am now offering that training to members of the public. So look out on my stories if you want to get onto that training, because I really think you should, mate. You will not ever catch me unnecessarily making fun of men. I'm extremely supportive of men, but I call out typically gendered behaviour. Read my book, where I also call out some of the typical fuckgirl behaviours. But do not try and catch me out, like, if I spoke about women in the same way you spoke about men, because you cannot just reverse roles without reversing absolutely everything in society since the dawn of time. I hate misogyny-laced questions, and I wish I didn't feel compelled to answer them. But now that I have, I hope that that has inspired you to maybe listen more and take away whatever this bitter anger is towards all of this. Why you felt the need to defend fuckboys and incels whilst bringing down sluts. I don't know. It just, the question felt loaded. But I do hope, and I would love it, if you actually did read those things and if you did start to bring the fucking misogyny down a little bit, because we can all do better and we can all learn from each other. And you are certainly right in some of the things you said. As I've acknowledged, it's not all bad, but you need to do better. And the next question says,
hi, Lala.
You know when guys get a boner and they're lying against you and you make it clear for whatever reason that you don't want to have sex? So they'll keep twitching their penis against you and keep showing you that they're horny in an attempt to pressure you into having sex. They try to say it's just naturally happening, that they're not pressuring. But I feel like it's the same as being able to contract or pulse our vaginas with our pelvic floor. So I'm sure it's intentional. I think it's physical coercion, and I'd love for you to debunk this myth publicly.
So I spoke to some men, and they confirmed that the penis can twitch involuntarily when they're turned on. You know, the blood flows through it and it throbs and can jump about a bit. And they can also do it on command and make it twitch. The thing about this is, if it feels like sexual coercion, then it might well be. And I want to kind of speak to the vulnerability of a situation like this. I don't know what the context is here, but for me, I remember being in scenarios like this in my late teens, you know, sleeping like at a male friend's house or something, or all crashing at an after party, and then having a dick pushed into your back or onto you by someone who you thought was a mate, you know? It's such a horrible, awkward feeling that I think so many young women have experienced, of like, he knows that I don't want to do anything sexual, but I feel like there's something that he's definitely still trying, you know? And sometimes we can say no a million times, but then that pressure is still there. So I totally understand that pressure, you know? Them twitching their dick against your back or your bum, you can feel that there's something in it, for sure. They know what they're doing. Because if they were clear that nothing was happening, they'd respectfully call off the horn. They would do their best to just cuddle and go to sleep. If I was laying with a guy who said he didn't want to have sex, I wouldn't start rubbing my vulva on him from behind. If I did that, that would be sexual assault. Rubbing your genitals on someone who's told you that they don't want to have sex is a violation, whether the pulses are happening naturally or not. And obviously, I hear the men, like the one who wrote in above, and saying things like, well, why didn't she get up and leave or tell him to move? And of course we should, if we can, set our boundaries extremely clearly. But it can be scary and it can be intimidating, and you can go into fawn mode, especially if you're young. You know, when I was a teenager, a lot of situations like this, I was just uncertain about what you're supposed to do. I wasn't necessarily scared or frightened. I was just like, what's supposed to happen next, you know? And I want us all to be able to use our voices in this situation. If we're uncomfortable with their genitals on us, then we must say something. If we have said something and they continue, then they're breaching boundaries. Committing illegal acts, literally, and definitely being coercive. However, if you've said no to sex, but you're backing your bum up against his dick while you're cuddling, like purposefully, then he might genuinely just have a throbbing dick that he can't help. And you can't blame him for that. It all depends on what you have said to this person. If you've said to a guy, absolutely not up for sex, but still up for an intimate spoon, and you can feel a twitch in, I wouldn't see that as sexual coercion. If you said, absolutely nothing is happening, please, let's go to sleep, and you're feeling an unwanted dick up against your backside, and it is pulsing and throbbing, then yes, that is definitely boundary pushing. And there is definitely something to be said about that. Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. On to the next one, which says,
"Hi, Lala. 3 years ago, I met a guy at work. The minute I saw him, I knew I fancied him. He was the type of guy who'd walk into a room. He just had this energy where people would be intrigued. We became close working together, spoke about our jobs and our lives. I'd been told he was a ladies' man. He'd recently told me he left a 16-year relationship with kids as he just walked away one day, said he didn't love her or want sex with her. Skip forward months later and I was leaving that role. And I had a leave-in party that night, and one thing led to another, and we slept together. The next day, we met up and spoke about the night before. There was no regret from either of us. It felt like we were connecting. Over time, we became close. I thought I'd broken this tough nut, but then I found out he was messaging another girl he met on a dating site. So I called him out, and he said it was nothing. She just made him food. So you probably wonder why I'd let this go, but I've also been in a relationship for the last 9 years, but we hadn't slept together in years. And then fast forward a whole 2 years and we had some crazy thing going on, started to tell each other we loved each other. And I was now ending my relationship because he told me he wanted a future with me. So I went away on a holiday less than a week ago and he'd completely backed off. And it was so strange. The last day of the holiday, I rang him and asked what was wrong. And he said he didn't want the conversation over the phone, but I managed to get out of him and he hit me with a bombshell of his going back to the ex, the children's mum. He sent me a shitty TED talk thing about how it's a courageous thing to do and how he thinks that I should go back to my life and pretend it never happened. I'm not gonna lie, I'm broken. I've not eaten or slept in days and I feel so drained. I just wanna see him, to look him in the eye and tell him he's hurt me and just scream and shout, but I don't know what to do. What would you advise? I've tried block, delete, move on, and I just can't. He's apparently told his ex about me, and she said that if I try and get involved, she will destroy my life and the truth will come out. She's told him I'm a threat and that we can't even be friends. I just don't understand why any woman would want to get back with her ex who only wants to get back together for the children.
To be honest, we could say the same to you. Why would any woman be feeling the way you are over a man who's treated you like this? You'd have him back in a heartbeat, the same way she is, and she has his kids. We can make really stupid decisions when we're hurt, lonely, heartbroken, or used to less than we deserve. He's known as a ladies' man at work. He's shagging colleagues and people on dating apps, because I don't believe this girl on dating app just made him food and that was the end of it. I guarantee you that this man has been putting her through the mill during those 16 years. And he was probably seeing her this whole time. It would not surprise me at all if there was an ongoing intimate connection between the two of them, and maybe even more than that. And like you said, you were also in a relationship. So actually, you don't have a leg to stand on in terms of him being faithful to you. You can't criticize him with that, you know? You've gone into this having an affair. He has been your sideman, you know? So you really haven't got a strong case for being like, but you can't let me down. You shouldn't be seeing or speaking to other people, you know? It sounds to me like his sudden change of heart has come really soon after you told him that you were going to leave your partner. And I'm wondering if shit has started to get real for him and he didn't want that. You were fine when you had that protective barrier of being a married or partnered woman, but giving all that up for him carries way too much weight and way too many expectations. You know, if someone leaves their partner for you, you've got to fucking be there, you know, and that can feel quite heavy. It sounds like he absolutely just freaked out at that thought and ran. And that's shit. And, you know, just because you were in a relationship doesn't take away that sense of love or grief that you're feeling for losing this man. You do need my heartbreak podcast and you need to listen to it immediately and follow all the do's and don'ts on there. I think from the warning that he's given you about the ex, whether it's true or not, I do think you need to back off. I know you really want to scream and shout at him, but he knows what he's done. And you don't have to shout at him for him to know that this is incredibly shocking to you. He knows. I think if you try to keep contacting him to tell him how hurt you are, you could be landing yourself in a deeper mess that you just don't need. You need to tend to your own garden. You have a person who's believed that they're your partner for the last however many years, and they deserve some care and thought too. Unless they don't, obviously, they could be an abusive, absolute horror story. Only you know that. But I think if they are not that, then they need some care and thought for definite. But I think you also really need to put your focus on you for now. Don't get obsessed. I think that you are at risk of getting obsessed, getting limerent. So listen to my limerence podcast too. But tell yourself that this is shock and grief and limerence and heartbreak, and that you need to do the hard things like blocking him now to help you feel better in the long run. And you can do hard things. Therapy would help. It would give you space to process it all, or journaling, chatting to a friend. You have big feelings right now and you need to talk about how hurt you are. You just don't need to talk to him about that. He can't help you. Right now, he will probably make you feel worse. The best revenge you can get is walking away with your head held high. Let them get on with it. Block, delete, move on. Right, and that's us for another week. No, not another week. Another day. Another Wednesday. The first Wednesday of 2024. Or rather, the first Wednesday with me in it. I don't even know what the fucking date is anymore. Who knows? Who cares? I'll see you on Friday for more icks and whatever it is. Fuckboy replies, red flags. Who knows? Turn up for the surprise.
La la la, let me explain.
This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.